It's important to note that we've given hundreds of millions of flu vaccine over 50 plus years. And really, the flu vaccine has a long history of safe use. Each year, the CDC works with the FDA and other partners to ensure like the highest safety standards. So the flu vaccine is very safe.
Life is complicated, but getting healthy doesn't have to be. Welcome to Enlo Medical Center's podcast, Health Matters. I'm your host, Daniela Contreras. Listen to experts and everyday people share real stories and resources to improve our health and well-being. Flu season is rapidly approaching, and like every year, Enlo is helping improve the health of our community by providing free flu vaccines. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend getting the flu vaccine every year to protect us against the flu virus. Hello everyone, I'm Daniela Contreras, and I'm here with Margie Rackley, Flu Clinic Coordinator, and Wes Matthews, Community Health Services Manager, to discuss Enlo's upcoming flu clinic in honor of National Immunization Awareness Month. Thank you, Margie and Wes, for being here today.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So Wes, I'm going to start with you. Can you tell us why is it important for people to get their flu vaccine every year?
Yeah, it's important to get the flu vaccine every year for two reasons. The first reason is because the flu virus is constantly changing. The flu vaccine can be updated from one season to the next to protect against the virus that research shows will be most common in our community during the flu season. And secondly, it's important because we know your protection from the vaccine decreases over time. Therefore, yearly vaccination is necessary to provide optimal protection.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting. I didn't know that it kind of like go down. And some people believe that if they get the flu vaccine, they will get the flu. Is that even possible?
Yeah, that's a very common myth. And with the way that the vaccines are made, the vaccines that we use are made, they're made with killed virus, completely dead virus, or with no virus at all, no live virus at all. So with that being said, having no live virus within the vaccine, it's impossible to contract the virus from the vaccine. What does happen when you get a vaccine is your body initiates an immune response, and your immune system sees that virus as foreign, and it creates antibodies. And then what happens is when you are exposed to the true virus, those antibodies are already built up and they're there to protect you.
Right. It's normal to get a little tired, but that doesn't mean that you have the flu.
Correct.
And how does getting the vaccine protect other people, people who might not be able to get the vaccine?
Sometimes you can contract the flu virus and not have any symptoms, but still spread it to others. And the last thing we want to do is spread the virus to people we care about, to our community. And it's especially important to protect those who are at risk of serious flu illness. Mm-hmm. And that would be, you know, young children, people who are pregnant, people who are elderly, and people with chronic conditions. So if we're able to protect ourselves and prevent ourselves from getting the virus, then you're also in turn protecting others who are most vulnerable. And then secondly, we know that hospital resources, medical resources are not infinite. So during flu season, our hospital is often highly impacted. And if we can keep people healthy and out of the hospital for flu-related illnesses, we have more resources to treat other conditions and help other people in the community.
That's super important because that's a key element. Some people sometimes worry about the safety of vaccines themselves in general. Is there any serious side effects to vaccines?
So serious side effects to the flu vaccine are very rare. With that being said, we do screen for conditions that would put someone at higher risk of developing a serious reaction. And then we also have treatment on site if that were to happen. Most people, when they receive their vaccine, they have no signs or symptoms at all afterwards. And if they do, they're usually self-limiting. So something like a sore arm or a little swelling around the injection site, or maybe a low-grade fever or like body aches. And those are just from your immune response and they'll go away in several days. It's important to note that we've given hundreds of millions of flu vaccine over 50 plus years. And really the flu vaccine has a long history of safe use. Each year, the CDC works with the FDA and other partners to ensure like the highest safety standards. So the flu vaccine is very safe.
That's actually super reassuring. But can you still get the flu even if you had the flu vaccine?
So unfortunately, you can. And it generally happens for several reasons. Maybe most commonly, it would be if you were exposed to the flu soon after you got the vaccine. We know it takes your body time to build up the appropriate immune response. You know, generally we say 14 days. So if someone gets the vaccine and then is exposed, say the day after or several days after, your body may not have time to build those antibodies to protect yourself, and you may end up having a symptomatic flu illness. Additionally, you know, we do our best to predict what type of flu we're going to have during the upcoming season. But if someone contracts a flu illness that is different than what the vaccine protects against, you may also come down with it.
Like a different strain or something
Correct.
Like that. Correct. Wow. That's good to know. And Margie, how many years has Enloo been providing flu vaccination clinics for our community?
A really long time. I've been coordinating it for about 25 years, and I know Enloo was doing it prior to me being involved.
That's amazing. And how many clinics do you anticipate we'll have this year?
So this year we're actually going to have one. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Chico Elks Lodge on October the 9th. We're going to do the morning one from 7 to 11, and then we're going to have an afternoon one from 2 to 6. And we feel that this year that's going to be very serving for our population. One good clinic inside.
Yeah, perfect. And what type of vaccine will be available at the clinic?
This year, we're really excited to share. We're going to have a vaccine, which is for the 65 plus age, and we've never had it, and I never thought we would. But Butte County Public Health Department is giving us a limited number of doses, and we're very excited to have those to offer to the elderly population. And in addition to that, we'll have our regular quadrivalent vaccine that will be appropriate for ages 3 and up, including pregnant women.
Oh, wow. That's great. And Wes, why does the elderly population need the vaccine?
So data from the CDC indicates that the standard dosing for the flu vaccine often doesn't provide optimal protection for those who are ages 65 and plus. And the reason behind that is probably just due to the natural aging process. People, as we get older, their immune system isn't as strong, so they're not able to build the same antibody response as opposed to someone who is younger. And it's unfortunate, right? Because the people who are at highest risk of severe flu illness are those in that population. And data on that vaccine shows that it's highly effective in keeping that population well and out of the hospital. And the good news is, as well, we're going to have that vaccine at our clinic.
Yeah, that's amazing news. And you guys are both there every year, year after year. Can you give any advice to people who might be afraid of needles or have some anxiety over needles?
Yeah, I mean, our volunteers and our nurses have been there for years. They have given so many flu shots, so many injections, and they're really good at it. We get a lot of people who have needle anxiety, and oftentimes when they come through, they get their shot, and then they ask, oh, are you done yet? And we're like, yeah, it's over. And they didn't even feel it. So
I think another really important tip to remind people is don't tense up. Because the vaccine is going intramuscular. If you're tense, that's going to make it a little harder on the nurse. But Wes is right. We have so many people not even realize they got the vaccine, including little kids. You know, they come in upset and they leave all happy knowing that it didn't hurt. And that's what our volunteer nurses are good at.
That's great. And there also seems to be some information fatigue after the pandemic. Is there anything we can say to people to convince them and let them know, like, this is important and this is going to help?
I think from my standpoint, I really want to strongly urge you to not just think about your health, but the health of those that are around you, your family, your friends, your loved ones, because you may be healthy, but if you get the flu, you could give it to anybody else that's not healthy and may not have the opportunity to get the vaccine. So I really think that this is something we do for ourselves and the community, getting a vaccine. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the fatigue is real, but you know, the virus is, the flu is not going away. So we have to address it. We have to stay vigilant and we have to protect ourselves.
That's so true. That is super important. Margie, do people need to make appointments for this vaccination clinic?
We do really encourage people to make an appointment because it just makes the flow of the entire process really simple and easy. And we this year have a number of opportunities for the community to get registered. I know a lot of people don't like using the computer and the internet. We are going to have two dates at Chico Marketplace on October 2nd and October 8th, where we'll have kiosks with volunteers there from 12 to 4 to help you do the online registration. In the event you're not able to make it to one of our pop-ups, we will have volunteers at the clinic, but it won't be as fast of a process for you to walk through and be done.
And is there going to be this year COVID booster vaccine available?
We will not be doing COVID boosters this year. And really that decision comes down to the fact that there hasn't really been any new recent guidance and availability of COVID boosters within local pharmacies and in the community.
Right. So there's plenty. People can still access it wherever they
Correct.
Want. Perfect. And is there anything else that I missed that I didn't ask either of you that you would want to add?
I think for me, just repeating what I said, please encourage everybody you know to get it. The vaccine's free, it's easy, and it's what we need to do to stay healthy for the holiday season. And you want to make sure that you get it, like Wes said earlier, at least 2 weeks before you're going to be in any large public outings. So get it in October so that you're ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And I'll echo that. Yeah, make sure you get your vaccine early so you have that protection throughout the flu season.
That's right. That's great advice. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you all for tuning in. If you want to learn more about Enlo's Flu Clinic, visit www.enlo.org/flu. See you next time on Health Matters.
If you have a story you would like to share, let us know. Email us at healthmatters@enlo.org. Let us know your thoughts about our podcast and what you want us to explore. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to Health Matters. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, or share it with someone who might benefit from the information. Health Matters is a production of Enlo Medical Center.